William's here. Fifth place for you, William. I have to say, I shed a few tears when that pole went.
I know, it's always painful, isn't it, when one comes down. But it's not the first time that that's happened to me. But, you know, it was one of those things. He jumped a super round. I was really, really pleased with him, actually. I really felt he was going to jump a clear round, actually. But, you know, as I said, it is so easy to have a pole down, and just luck wasn't quite on our side. But he performed so well all week, you know. Reasonable amount of pressure, both, you know, from me and externally. I mean, horses can only pick up on that a little bit, and he's responded so well. And you know, to come out and perform like that is really, you know, it's exciting and rewarding.
Does it make you feel slightly better to know you couldn't have got the Rolex Grand Slam anyway with Jock?
Yeah, of course it does. I think now, yeah, definitely. I mean, I couldn't have either won badminton or have won the Rolex Grand Slam. The two go together naturally, but so therefore, finishing fifth is fine. It's great. I mean,
well, it's still a major achievement.
It's a big relief. It will be very nice to return to life as normal. It'd be very good for the phone not to be ringing and people be jumping up and down wanting interviews. But it's been an exciting experience, and I'm very fortunate to have been able to enjoy it, and hope it's done a lot for the sport, a lot for Rolex, and a lot for badminton.
Well, you've got to wait till September for it all to start again.
But if it starts again in September, it's going to finish again here this year, isn't it? So, well, maybe. No, let's not even talk. You know, let's hope the Rolex carry on, first of all. There's no there's no guarantees, and hope that they think it's worthwhile and that they continue their massive involvement with the sport, which has done so much to boost the sport.
Well, congratulations again, William. I'll just go and have a little cry now.
Thanks. Please don't.